confess, Ernie. So, good morning, Grace. That's funny because, like, I woke up and heard the Lord say stuff, so I'm going to say it. I just want you to turn over to Jeremiah 29:11. And a lot of people know this verse, but I want to start with this. And it says, for I know the, and I'm reading the New King James, so it says, I know the thoughts, which are plans, the plans that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. You know, he was telling, Jeremiah was telling the Israelites, hey, you guys have messed up really good. But the Lord says that I know the plans that I have for you. If you just come back, I know these plans that I have for you. And what I want to talk about are the plans of the Lord. And the Lord has plans, and he has plans for us. And we often come and say, Lord, you know, tell me what your plan is. And we get words of prophecy over us. And what we do with those is what's important. And so I just want to talk about that today. And I want to talk about growth and personal development and growing with God. And, you know, the Lord just got a hold of me this morning, and he's like, you know, I just want that personal development with you and with my people. He said, you know, I'm growing the saints. You know, we're in this saints movement where all of you who are sitting there have a purpose and a plan that God has put in you to go out and to reach ones in the community. And how do we do that? We all don't have the same talents. We all don't have the same personalities. We don't all have, you know, the same gifts and abilities. And so we have to learn what we have, and then we have to grow where we need to grow. And like, I've seen Jeremy, you know, I have known him for years and years and years. And where he is today is not who he was 15 years ago, 20 years ago. He's a different person. And that's because he has taken the time to get with God and say, okay, God, where do I need to grow? Where do I need to do these things? So this morning we're going to talk about how we do that. And just turn over to Proverbs 16:3 for a minute. And it says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Do we have the King James Version on what that says? Go to this, please. I can change on my phone. Says the same thing, but it is that your thoughts will be established. So whatever you're thinking, commit your works to the Lord. So here I am. I am Stacy Corral. So I have a job. I have a family. I'm a pastor in the church. So what are my works? What works am I committing to the Lord? I'm committing everything to the Lord. Everything, every area. Not just when I stand up here. Not just when I come and sing. Not, you know, when my kid is sick, then I pray. No, it's when I'm at work, when I am, you know, giving my daughter a bath and teaching her how to take care of herself and how important it is that she learns math. She's really good at reading, not so good at math, you know. And it's like, why do I have to do this? Well, because that's what's required. Because that's what's required. So when we're sitting here and when we're in the church, what's required? What are those things that are required? You know, are we reading our Bible? Are we doing these things? And a lot of times, you know, you find yourself, and I've gone several days without opening, and I'm like, what just happened? You know, and so the Lord just wanted to say today, let's set some goals. Let's set a purpose. Let's set a plan. And this whole idea of personal development, you know, are we waiting on someone else to help us, or are we really truly wanting to do this ourselves? Because it's time for us to step up and do what we need to do in order to have God move in our lives. You know, I think there's a lot of people who come, we're going to SWMEM, and every time, you know, you see people, I want a word from God, I need this response. But what are we doing with those? Like, I've gotten prophecies over myself saying I would lead a large organization. Well, I'm like middle management kind of here, you know? So how do I get there? How do I do that? That's what the Lord's plan is for me. I have a plan for you, Stacy. I have a plan that is for you and to prosper you and to do this. But what am I doing? Am I growing? Am I developing myself? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So the Lord's saying this is a time to set plans in place. This is a time to set goals and visions for yourself. And, you know, this is how we move from glory to glory. You know, let's not have to have a huge crisis in order for us to walk through that, to learn something, to then go to the next glory that the Lord has for us. We can step into that by just growing ourselves. We don't have to go through trials and tribulations to grow. We can grow just by setting goals and saying, okay, Lord, you know what? I want to be able to speak to someone just if they come up to my table, if I'm in line with them, because that really scares me. So I'm going to write down my goal. And my goal is I'm going to talk to one person this week. One. Let's start small, you know? And if I do that, then, hey, I've done that. Now let's set another goal. And let's talk to three people. And it may not even be about God. Maybe you're not quite there yet. Maybe it's just, hey, I just want to say hello or start a conversation. Or, hey, you've got really nice shoes. But it opens the door and it opens you to become more comfortable. So think about in your own life where you need to develop. Where you need to just to grow. And so how do we set these goals? How do we work this plan with the Lord? One is pray. Because I could go off and I could become a graphic designer if I wanted to be. I know kind of the basics and I can do stuff. But if I wanted to go off and become a graphic designer, then I have to take classes and, you know, YouTube videos and all this other, you know, tutorials and all this other stuff. And I can go and I can do that. And I could be very successful at that. And any of you can go and be successful at anything if you work hard enough and plan at it. But is it where the Lord wants you to be? So that's why we have to pray and say, okay, Lord, in my spiritual life, what do you want me to do? Okay, here are the prophecies that you have before me. Here are the plans that you've laid out for me. How do I work those plans? How do I get to those plans? Okay, you told me I was going to go to China and preach the gospel. I don't have a passport. So that's not going to happen. And it's not like the Lord's just going to, you know, translate me there. I mean, most likely he could. But most likely. And so the thing is I need to do what I have to do in order to work out God's plan for me. He says, look, I have these plans, and I want to prosper you, but you're sitting over here doing whatever you want to do. You know, come on, Israel, let's go. So I have these plans for you, so how do we get there? How do we do them? You know, and Pastor's been talking a lot about, you know, I am not just this sinner saved from grace, and Lord, help me get to you. You know, we are incarnate in God. Once we've become a brand new Christian, when we accept the Lord, he lives fully embodied in us. He's not this little tiny Jesus that lives in my heart that has to grow. It's a full-size working of the Lord. So my choice is to move with God. Sometimes I'm sitting over here doing what I want to do, being in, you know, wherever. But what I want to do is I want to get to the place where, okay, God, here's your plans. Here's this, and I'm working those. You know, I have, the Lord told me to write promotion, promotion, promotion up on my mirror. And they came to me and said, Stacy, you get a promotion. Hallelujah. You know, I moved up a grade level. And so, okay, at first I was like, you know, that was just the Lord. I didn't do it. But the Lord has been working in me, and he's been doing these things in me. And, you know, this year, like, all of my bosses and all of the people around me are like, wow, we've never seen this Stacy before. Like, you've worked here for 15 years. Where has this person been? And, you know, for different situations and things, I had few bosses that didn't want to hear my opinion, didn't want to hear, you know, basically what the word of the Lord was, and squashed me away. So I just sat there and said, okay, you guys are paying me well, I'll come in every day, and this is what you get, I'll do my work, blah, blah, blah. But when the Lord changed everything at work, got two new bosses, got all this stuff, And they wanted my opinion. They wanted my feedback. And, you know, so the Lord kind of prompted me into some of these things. But it was like, okay, so what's my personal development? How can I grow now that I have opportunity? Well, we've always had opportunity. It's just our own mind that traps us that we don't have opportunity. And the Lord always wants us to grow. So get with the Lord and pray. You know, get alone with him. Take your time. And remember just to change with the Lord as he changes. So one day, for 2 weeks, you might be on, oh, okay, just talk to someone. And then the next week, he'll say, okay, the plans, your goals are this now. So be aware of change. Change happens all the time. But the vision of the Lord and the mission of the Lord never changes. So just make sure that every goal you have works towards that. And so the next thing is really, you know, pull out your prophecies, write them down, find out where the Lord's leading you. You know, if you can't hear anything, then one of your goals is to hear. Lord, I just want to hear. So if you have a goal of I want to hear, you know, how do you, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if hearing comes by the word of God, what do you need to do? You need to read the word of God, right? So that goal, how do I accomplish that goal? I start reading and I start listening and God will start speaking, okay? So if you're stuck in a place where you can't hear, go back to the word and start reading. And there's all different, I mean, there's so many goals and everyone's goals are going to be different. But get out those words of prophecy. Talk to the Lord about what you want and then write them down. Okay? Write them down. I write on my mirror. You know, these are the things. And be visual about it. It needs to remind you daily. You know, what are the different types of goals you can have? Well, as many grains of sand in the ocean, you know? So there's ministry goals. So we talked about some. Lord, I just want to speak to someone. I want to be more courageous. I want to be, you know, I want to hear your voice more. There's family goals. I want to, you know, have my reaction be gentle with my family. Write that down as a goal. You know, I tend to be pretty snappy and, you know, hey, let's do this. That's not how you were supposed to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I get that from work. I mean, we're doing that all the time, but I need to not bring that to my family. So that's one of my goals, is to be a little more gracious and gentle in how I say things at home. You know, physical. What are you doing for yourself? Is your temple living up to what God says? Is that something that the Lord needs you to work on? Social. Do you have friends? Do you know how to communicate with people? I have a really hard time with that. Like, I call myself a social idiot. I'm not really good in big groups, and my small talk's really bad. And you know, I don't tend to just have small talk with people. I like a very small group of friends who I'm very intimate with. And so people at work think I'm, you know, snobbish or standoffish or whatever, because I just, that's not who I am as a person. That's not my personality. I'm not the type A personality that goes out and I'm more introverted, that kind of thing. You know, and even standing up here is a big deal, you know. You know? And so, but the more you do it, the more you get comfortable with it. So really, within the past 2 months, I've set a goal for myself that was, you know, just reach out to people on just a little tiny level. Like, I saw a girl cruise by me in a car that I hadn't seen in a while, and I just texted her. I'm like, hey, it was good to see you. You know, and just being friendly. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, it's not a natural thing for me. I have to, like, think about that. And I think we all get into that. But, you know, what does the Lord want you to work on? So then there's social, and then there's work. Okay, Lord, for work, what do you want me to do? What do I need to do? You said promotion, promotion, promotion. So how do I get that next promotion? What do I need to do, Lord? Help me, teach me. What are the things that I need to develop in myself? How am I going to do that? Because, yes, the Lord can just come along and promote you, promote you, promote you. But at some point, you're going to be up here in a job that you have no idea how to do it. And the Lord needs you to understand. I mean, he didn't take David as a boy. and promote him to king. He had to go through some things. I mean, he killed a lion, and he killed a bear, and he killed Goliath, and then he had to learn to submit himself to a king that didn't like him. And then the Lord built him. He built his character. He built him up and then promoted him into where he wanted to be. Now, yes, the Lord can take you from here to here and then help you and teach you, but you have to develop. You can't just stay there without any development. You can't go from being a brand new Christian to standing in the pulpit and teaching meat. You can't do that. You have to learn. You have to develop yourself. You have to become what the Lord sees in you. And so be specific, and revise as you go along. As you learn, you're going to get better at doing these goals, and the Lord's going to show you more. And dream big and dream really small. A goal can be just talking to one person one week. Or it can be a goal of, in 2 years, this is where I want to be. Okay, so set short-term goals, small ones, big ones. And, the Lord has given us dreams and visions and prophecies. Pull those out. Those are the big ones. And we have to work towards those and do multiple small ones, small goals that get us where we need to be. What's your end game? So, my end game is to glorify God, to, when I stand in his presence, have him tell me, well done. My goal isn't to be big and famous and preach to 50,000 people. That's just, I don't, that's not my desire. It may be God's at some point, but but my desire, my end goal is to please the Lord. So, and to do his will and his way. So he can feel free to do anything. Be careful what you say. Lord, use me however you will, as long as it is in edification towards you. So that's what our end game is. But the Lord's going to give you stepping stones and places and vision, multiple visions and places to go. So, and then the next thing is don't try to develop yourself all by yourself. Find people around you. Find mentors. Find people you can trust. Friend or a family member, or, sometimes it doesn't even need to be a Christian. Because the Lord can use the development in your life to impact theirs. So if it's a work-related item, say, hey, this is the work-related item that I'm working on. And as you're talking to them, I know the Lord. The Lord will have you tell them, oh, this is what the Lord told me to do. How are you doing this so well? Those kinds of things. But find people and mentors in your life that can help you with your goals, that can keep you accountable. Because if you don't have accountability, then I can set a goal and go, I didn't get that one done. Let's just do it again the next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week. When you're losing weight, it's always easier to do it with a partner, do it with a friend. Same thing with spiritual goals, work goals. You got to have those people surrounding you that can help you and lift you up when you get discouraged. And let's go over to Proverbs 15:22. Somewhere in here. Thought I had it saved. So, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So even the Lord knows. So Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. So have counsel around you. Bring ones in. Find people you can trust. And they don't have to be your best friend. They can just be people who know more than you. If I call Sherry and say, Sherry, I know you know how to pray. and I'm having an, I feel like the Lord's wanting me to pray in these specific ways. What do you do? Ask people. You know, I don't have to find this out for myself. Thousands of people have been down the road that I'm trying to go. And so you just need to find those people and help you and encourage you. And then celebrate your accomplishments. Woohoo! Because if we're not celebrating, if you're never accomplishing anything, like you can lose 15 pounds and go, woohoo, you know, but then what are you going to do? You know, if you don't celebrate what you're doing, like, yay, I did all these things, and you don't tell people, then you just kind of slide back into what you were doing. And I've been told at work that I never celebrate my accomplishments. I do a lot of work, and I never celebrate my accomplishments. I don't ring my own bell, toot my own horn, that kind of thing. And it's not that you are saying, hey, I'm better than you. It's just saying, hey, I did this. And as you say those things, the power of life and death is in our speech. So as we're sharing our testimony, as we're sharing those things, as we're sharing that life has happened to us, there's something that digs even deeper inside you. So, you know, hey, I got promoted. I did this. This was great. You know, I worked really hard and it happened, and it can happen for you too. It's a testimony. It's a witness. And so you have to celebrate your accomplishments and keep track of the ones that you've done and how God has blessed you and the things that have happened in your life. You know, Sarah was saying, what are you thankful for today? Do you ever just write down, I'm thankful that I woke up, you know? I mean, I'm thankful that my kid is doing really well in a brand new school. I am thankful that she has a new little Indian friend as her best friend. I'm thankful for all of these things. I'm thankful for you guys being here. I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak. Do we ever write down these things? Do we ever take note of them? Are we saying thank you for our accomplishments? Are we writing them down and looking back and saying, look how far I've come? You know, I can remember when we first started the church, and I used to sing with tapes, and I used to stand there with the little karaoke microphone with my eyes closed. Do you remember this, Audrey? So I would stand there, and I would sing with my eyes closed because I was petrified, absolutely petrified. And so, you know, the little girl who couldn't talk to anybody is now standing up here. And those are accomplishments, and those are things I worked for. They weren't just, you know, God just didn't all of a sudden one day transform me. Now, it can be done. It can be, and look for those opportunities. But you have to be willing. So, Lord, you know, come on, here's my goal, Lord. We're moving towards this plan and this purpose, and here's your mission for me. So expect those miracles. Expect those miracles. And it's okay to invest in yourself. Okay, so, you know, as much as we look and say, God, make me, you know, more of you, and how am I going to go in my spiritual life, it's okay to have things for yourself. Lord, help me just to be happier. Lord, help me to be better at my finances. Lord, help me get, you know, one goal that I have is I would like 2 new pairs of shoes by Christmas. If the Lord tells you that, you know, if that's one of your goals, write it down, and it's okay to do stuff for yourself. You know what I mean? Because you're so, if you're like me, I'm always thinking of my family first, like my daughters first, and then Joe, and then me, and, then, you know, so sometimes you get left out and stuff happens, you know? So it's okay to have a goal on the list of goals that's for yourself. Let me look. I want to talk about one more. Go to Luke 14 and 28. So I just kind of want to hammer this home a little bit. So Luke 14, 28 says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the costs, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, okay, saying, this man began to build where he was not able to finish, okay? The Lord doesn't ever want to do that for you. If he gives you a plan, if he says, look, I'm going to do this for you, you got to make sure that you get the plan. I mean, yes, you can run full on towards it, but let's get a plan. Let's lay those things down. How do I get from A to Z up here? What are the pathways that you have for me? I'm running towards, you know, this plan. You said I was going to be a missionary. This is what it's going to happen. This is what it's going to do. You got to get that passport, okay? Got to get the passport. Then I probably need a little bit of networking. So, Lord, help me to find these people. Okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to research and I'm going to find people that are missionaries. I'm going to talk to people who have gone to these places. Then, you know, what's the path? The Lord will lead you and he'll guide you in all things. You know, now sometimes we see in part and we know in part and we got to believe for the rest. But this part that we're supposed to know, that we see, we got to work it with everything that's in us. We got to set these goals. We have to develop ourselves. We have to trust him that he's moving us in the right direction, and then he will push us the rest of the way. You know, we have to do our part. So I encourage you just to look at yourself and say, "How, Lord, what do you want me to do?" And you can be 10 and do this, and you can be 100 and do this, because your days on this earth are planned for him. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, the Lord has a plan for you, and you need to work and develop that plan. So I just want to pray for you today. Father, Lord, I just pray that you would just come, that you would settle yourself in our hearts. Lord, that you would open our minds and our ears for you. Lord, as we begin to walk down this path with you, Lord, just give us guidance. Let us be able to trust you, God. Show yourself. Show yourself. Lord, we know that you're always there. We know that you do these things. But Lord, make that real in our lives. Show us, Lord. Father, right now I just pray for a wisdom, a supernatural wisdom and a supernatural understanding to fall. Lord, as people begin to pull out their prophecies, Lord, just light the way, light those paths. And Lord, just give us the goals and self-development that we need to do to walk in you and be in you. And Lord, I just pray that a yearning and a fire would be started, Lord, that ones would just be encouraged to do this. And Lord, let us not lean on our own understanding, but lean on you, God. And Lord, we just bless you and praise you and glorify you today, God. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you and love you. And Lord, I just seal this over these people right now, God. We just bless you. Come on, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just want you to go and be glorified today and just be a blessing to those around you and to everyone. So bless you, everyone. Have a great day.